You're listening to the Cosmic Code Podcast for the evolution of consciousness. Here's your host, Vince Kelvin.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the first of an incredible series of podcasts for the upcoming online-only edition of the Cosmic Code Convention. I am here with a legend, someone that I've known since 2007. At the time, he was the star of a show in the UK called The Rules of Seduction. And he's been pioneering ever since, a very dear friend of mine. He brought a revolution. He was a guest at the 2007 PUA World Summit. And for some of you who are listening and you kind of knew, perhaps you'll find it interesting to know that the concept of entourage was not something that anyone had thought of before. So he brought in the critical, crucial piece that you can't just be a bunch of guys hanging out in a nightclub. It helps to bring girls. And it was a revolution at the time, and he's gone for a succession of revolutions at all levels. His lifestyle is surreal. The moment you hear him, you can't help but be fascinated. He currently has four girlfriends. Here's my dear friend, originally from the UK, Adam Lyons. Hello, Adam. How are you?
Vince Kelvin, good to be here, man. I'm very well, thank you.
I know. We go back a long way, and I've loved your entire journey, and more recently, we had Adam as a guest for the Initiation, a.k.a. Cobra Camp event. That's the show that was featured on CNN, the seven-day training in Vegas. And it was brought to my attention that Adam was in Vegas, and it was a wonderful way to rekindle. And honestly, hearing you talk then, I was like, wow, Adam. He stopped it again since we had not seen each other for a while. So I understand that you have this, I was exposed to it also when you shared that with my group in Vegas, this incredible system that is brilliant. To me, this system is like a Beatles song. The moment you hear it, you go, oh, why didn't I think of that before? But at the same time, until you hear it, it's outside of your realm of awareness. So I pass it to you for the ACE system, A-C-E.
Thank you. Yeah, so the whole concept behind the ACE formula is I wanted to dissect not what I could do to be more, to be able to attract people, but how could I be so attractive people chased me? And I just got tired of putting in so much effort. I was like, where can I put the minimal amount of effort to get the maximum amount of results? And it upsets me to see people go into bars, running around, talking to people, putting in all this effort, where I'd had a taste from the Entourage game back in 2007 of women chasing me, and I wanted to dilute that down for people that didn't want to have an entourage, for people that didn't want to, you know, go to nightclubs, that they still wanted to have this effect. So I started analyzing people, and I realized that it came down to a core fundamental problem, and that was people didn't understand time. So I know this sounds crazy, but bear with me just for a second. So when you first meet a woman, the whole point is she is beautiful, I want to love her, I want to have sex with her. And then you start breaking down how much of your day you spend with them. So some people will say, well, I just want to have sex and I don't want to spend any time with her. Well, that's absolutely fine. You could probably do that. But it's only a matter of time before the amount of day that she's got left over, she gives to someone else. If she can't give it to you, she's going to have to give it to somebody else. And this made sense for so many of the guys that were just going out there trying to increase their lay count that were losing women. And they couldn't maintain relationships. And they couldn't do it because the women would take their time, give it to another guy, and then the guy was out of luck. And it was like every day he went out, he had to start again from scratch, had to meet someone new, and spent more time alone than he did actually being with women. On the other hand, when there were guys that would get into a relationship with a woman, after they have sex with them, you know, let's just say they're really good in bed and they last for 1 hour. Okay, great. Well, there's 23 hours left in the day. What are you going to do? 8 of those hours are working. Maybe 8 of those hours are sleeping as well, which is 17 hours out of the 24-hour day. That still leaves you 7 hours to spend with this person. What are you doing beyond having sex? And it was this was the biggest realization that most guys actually don't know. They don't know what women like doing. They don't know what they like doing. They don't know what they like doing with their woman. And there is actually a scarcity, not around having sex, but a scarcity around the idea that a woman would want to do the kind of things you love doing, that there could be more than just meeting and attracting women. And I realized it came down to three key qualities, which we break down as abundance, confidence, and the ability to escalate. And so many men out there are focused on either none of them or just a little bit of confidence and a little bit of the ability to escalate. But they never focus on abundance, and they never fully develop these three qualities. So what is they? Abundance is the idea that you have a choice of women to choose from, so many different, and they're all attracted to you, and you can pick and choose. This is actually very easy to develop, and I'll tell you how to do it in a second. The next is confidence, the ability to be comfortable talking to anybody about any subject. You never have awkward conversations. You never worry about it. But most people don't know how to get confidence. The idea of just fake it until you make it just doesn't work. Like, how do I do that? What does that actually mean? And so I'm going to break that down for you in a second as well. And then lastly, it's the ability to escalate. How can you turn somebody on with your words and get them aroused? So these three qualities on their own are all necessary, but they don't really have a full impact until you have all three. So let's give an example. What if I have abundance and confidence, but I don't have the ability to escalate? Well, in this situation, I have lots of women that are friends of mine, and I'm very confident, but I never turn any of them on. In this situation, I'm probably going to get called the gay best friend. I'm the guy that no one really wants to date. Everyone thinks I'm fun and I'm with, but they just don't think I'm into women. And I definitely know a lot of male students that have this situation. Maybe that's not you. Maybe in your situation, you have abundance and the ability to escalate, but no confidence. I like to think of this as the social orbiter. This is the guy that hangs out with a group, has sex with the not hottest girl, but can never get the really hot one. And that's because they don't have the confidence to push ahead. What about if you have confidence and the ability to escalate, but no abundance? In this situation, I like to call you a pickup artist. You're going out every single night trying to meet new people. You can hold down a conversation, you can escalate them, but ultimately you come home alone, and every time you break up with a girl or she leaves you because somebody else is giving her the kind of attention she needs, you're still back at square one. When you have all three, I'm going to describe what your life is like. You're surrounded by beautiful women who all love spending time with you. You're confident and can hold down a conversation with any of them, and they reach out to you for advice and communication. Lastly, they're all aroused by you, turned on, and they want to have sex with you, and they chase you. Case in point, the last time I was in Los Angeles, one of my very hot female friends, for 7 years we've been friends, she's just been part of my abundance network. She reaches out to me and tells me she's going on a date with a guy. So they go on a date, and at the end of the date, the guy gets her all turned on, and then doesn't take her home. Just maybe he was doing the right thing, maybe he wasn't, who knows. She messages me at the end of the night. I'm like, how are you? How was your date? I knew she was going on a date because she told me about it. And she's like, it was okay. She's like, but now I'm all hot and turned on, and the guy, you know, didn't do anything, didn't invite me back to his place. I was like, oh, that sucks. And I was like, well, right now one of my girlfriends just left. I'm just lying in bed alone. If you want a snuggle partner for the night, you're more than welcome to come over. The end. Just comfortable, easy, confident. And she goes, actually, I'd like that. So she comes over. We end up having sex. That girl never saw the guy again. She's now one of my other girlfriends. That's my fourth girlfriend. My point is, I was confident. She was in my abundance network. And in the right situation, I escalate because I know exactly what I'm doing. So let me take you through very quickly how to do these things. And I do want to tell you now that if this sounds interesting to you, the aceformulablueprint.com is where you can go and download a free guidebook that explains this in detail. It's not just seminars that will teach you even more about it. But because this is Vince and I love him, I'm going to give you the quick version here just while I can. Abundance is developed by finding the kind of people you actually want to hang out with, who you're attracted to, and developing that network. Not necessarily to have sex with them, although that is a side effect. But the main reason we do it is because we just want to hang out with them. That woman that I was talking about that I've been friends with for 7 years, the reason we've been friends is because we're both into online marketing. Me and her both have a network of people that are into digital marketing, making money with the internet, advertising, et cetera, et cetera. So for the last 7 years, all our conversation has revolved around that. I live in Texas. She lives in LA. We've hung out a couple of times at group dinners. There's always been a little bit of flirtation, but we never crossed the line because it just didn't make sense. until the time I was in LA for a week, hanging out with some other women that I know and texting her, and she happened to be there too, and so everything fell into place. By focusing on developing a network that was with people that share the same interests as me and I'm attracted to, it means that I am surrounded by these kind of women. I personally have three different networks. I have one network that is based around women and people that are interested in digital marketing and internet marketing. I have another network that's based around gamers, cosplayers, Dungeons & Dragons people, these kind of people, because I'm a nerd. And then I have a third group that's around strippers and porn stars because I like internet marketing, and a lot of strippers and porn stars don't know how to make money with OnlyFans and these kind of things, and so I help them with that. This means my three networks are cosplayers, porn stars and strippers, and very smart rich women, all of whom are beautiful, all of whom are in my network, and I can talk to all of them about either gaming, video games, marketing, business, all the stuff I love. I love every conversation with these women, whether I'm being intimate with them or not. Then we get into confidence. Everyone talks about confidence, just have confidence, fake confidence. No, true confidence comes from experience. A lack of confidence comes because you don't know what's going to happen. This is where that social network kicks in again. The more time you hang out with beautiful women that you're attracted to, the easier it is for you to have conversations with them. And then what you want is a sequence of scripts, systems, and ways to communicate so that you know the conversation is going the way you want. When we work with our students, we actually give them a number of different systems that you can follow. So in a conversation, you can pick out key words to maintain a conversation. Again, because you're with Vince, I want to give you this exact system. One of the easiest ways is to look at one of the most basic human sentences. The cat sat on the mat. If I was talking to a woman and she said the cat sat on the mat, on one hand I'd be like, that's a weird thing to say. But on the other hand, there's so many ways I can continue that. For example, what kind of cat is it? What is the cat doing there? Who owns the cat? Why is the cat sitting? Is it having a shit? Or is it just hanging out waiting for somebody to happen? What kind of mat is it? Is the mat inside the house or outside the house? All of these different questions open up more topics of conversation. The idea is to learn what these different threads are and which of the threads lead naturally towards sexual escalation, which is the third point and the final part of the ACE formula. ACE, A-C-E, abundance, confidence, and escalation. Escalation is all about turning someone on and getting them aroused. The only reason that my friend felt comfortable coming to my house to snuggle with me is because we have had multiple conversations about sex. Those conversations came up in normal, natural conversations that I had with other people, and at no point was it ever weird. Now, you need to have more than one way to do this, but because of time, I can give you at least one. One of my absolute favorites is, okay, what is the worst kiss you've ever had? Who is it? When was it? And what happened? This brings up sex in a really normal, natural way. We can transition from a kiss onto, you know, actual sex or to places to have sex or what have you. But it brings it up in a normal way, in a way that isn't like, oh, so what kind of sex do you like? Which actually is far more intrusive. By keeping it casual but making it comfortable to talk about sex, it's comfortable to say things like, I don't like sleeping alone, which is something that every woman in my social network knows. Adam doesn't like sleeping in a bed alone. I like having what I call a hot water bottle. This is from like the olden days where people would put a hot water bottle in their bed to warm up the bed. It's just I like a human one. I like a living human being because women naturally radiate heat and they warm up the bed. And I tell them I sleep better in a cold room with a warm bed. And so every woman in my social network knows, you just say to them, hey, does Adam like sleeping alone? They'll be like, no, Adam needs a hot water bottle. What a great way for any woman I talk to, if I ever want to invite them over, to say to them, yeah, I'm just sleeping alone, their natural response is going to be, you hate that. And I'm going to say, yes, I hate that. I hate sleeping alone in a bed alone. And that's when they will say, do you want company? I'm like, yeah, I would love that. I'm never inviting them over for sex. I'm always inviting them over for a snuggle. But 9 times out of 10, with somebody who I'm sexually escalating with somebody I've been friends with for months, days, weeks, years, because of the confidence, because of the conversation, because they know that I'm open, because they know that I have polyamorous relationships, they will come over and snuggle equals sex. This is the basis of the ACE formula. We normally teach people this over a period of like 6 months. We give them action steps to get the results. And Vince, the thing I'm most proud of, we have had thousands of students go through this program at this point, and we have a 100% success rate, Vince. And the reason for that is because at the beginning of the program, we ask them to outline what their goal is, what they want to achieve, and then we spend 6 months focused on hitting whatever that goal is. And then at the end, we're like, did you hit your goal? They say yes, and we go, cool, congratulations. That's the ACE formula.
Beautiful. Adam, as you were speaking, and I know we're going to keep this brief to make sure that you can listen and re-listen. So I was reminded also a couple of years after we initially met, we did an event called Transitioning to Sex. And there you brought a wonderful, wonderful piece, the idea of flipping the frame. I remember you outlined a situation where suddenly you would pass it to the girl and say, but you're not a creep. So I just wanted to outline, like, you know, how through the years you impacted, and this formula is absolutely surreal, solid right now. You have four girlfriends, so talk a little bit about managing that.
Yeah, so I became famous on the internet for having two girlfriends. So I was dating two women at the same time. I had
you
children with
Steve
both
Harvey
of them, and we all lived
about it.
Yeah, I was on Steve Harvey. I was on the Megyn Kelly show. They made an animated video about me in Taiwan. I was on the news over there. We had like 21 million hits in 24 hours. So like, yeah, our family is well known in the polyamory circle. We were like the poster children for polyamory. So it was me and my two girlfriends. Well, we were together for 8 years. And then about 6 months ago, one of the girlfriends, between you and I, like we separated. And we separated because she'd evolved into a different kind of person, just not somebody I wanted to be with anymore. And we had multiple conversations about it. I don't believe in forcing people to change. She naturally changed into the kind of person that I just didn't really want to be with anymore. And so after a long conversation, we separated. What people don't know is
which
that
is
I dated
very
that
abundant
woman.
Mentality too. Forgive me, but
oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
Line. This is abundant yeah. mentality right there. I love what you said. Like, I don't believe in forcing people to be. So that's true abundance right there.
Right, exactly. And that's such an important part we teach. And like, and this was a thing, like this became very controversial in a minute because I'll tell you in a second what happened. But for 3 years, I dated her and didn't announce it. And I'm big about not bragging about my relationships. So for example, if you look at my social media right now, it won't show you that I'm in a relationship with four women. However, if you look at my post on Valentine's Day, you'll see that on Valentine's Day, my primary girlfriend, the one that everyone knows, Eve, she surprised me with a woman. That wasn't just any woman. That was one of my girlfriends. So this is a key point. I'm not bragging about it online because a polyamorous relationship is different. If one of my girlfriends or all my girlfriends come out as dating me, they're going to have questions from their family. The media might reach out to them. I mean, my breakup was on the Daily Mail. So there is a good chance anyone that dates me ends up in the media, journalists contact them, et cetera, et cetera. We don't just announce things. But I'm telling you, Vince, because it's you, there are currently four women, including Eve. So managing that is a very unique experience. First of all, I didn't just jump into the situation. When me and my other girlfriend broke up, there was a huge discussion about it, and I said, unless it goes public, I'm not going to move on. Because we were just the three of us. There was no one else. I was like, but the minute it goes public, I'm going to meet somebody else. And I said to her, you're in control of that. You can choose when we go public or not. So she waited about 3 months and then said, you know what? I definitely want to go public. I'm definitely moving on. I was like, great. Within 4 hours.
May I ask, what was the incentive? What was the thinking on your side behind that?
The fact that any time we announce anything, the media write about it. So the point is, the minute I say, hey, we've broken up, I knew the journalists would start knocking on her door and my door asking for stories. So I wanted her to make sure that she was clear about the breakup because I'd said to her, I don't like who you've become. She said, I'm not going to change. And I was like, cool. You have until we announce this publicly to change your mind. Like, I've already got one girlfriend. I'm fine waiting months while you work out if you want to move on or not. After 3 months, she decided she wanted to move on. Great. We announced publicly. So at this point, this is really important. I went out, Vince. Within 4 hours, I met someone new, took them home, had sex with them, took photos of it, and put it online. This, for me, was one of the most controversial things I've done in years. I'm never one to share about my personal life publicly, but I've been teaching my students for 15 years, when you break up with somebody, you go out straight away and meet somebody else. And I wanted to show my students, not the media, not the rest of the world. In fact, I blocked my ex so she couldn't see it, although somebody showed it to her. And I went straight out and I picked up a girl who was hotter, sexier, And I took her home, took her to bed, told her the story, and said, I would love to have a picture of this. And she went, sure, just hide my face. And so I don't know if you saw it, Vince, but it's all over my, it was all over my social media when we broke up. There was like, I was like sitting there half naked in a towel, and this hot girl in lingerie was next to me. So the reason I say this is because managing multiple women is all actually about understanding how attraction works for yourself. You need to know what makes you attractive. What makes me attractive is my three qualities: abundance, confidence, and escalation. If a woman ever tries to control me or change me, I'm abundant. Okay, cool. No problem. I'll see you later. My confidence is the experience of that situation. I know I can find somebody else. My ability to escalate is what makes them want to come and have sex with me. So that woman I'm still dating, and then there are two other women. One is the woman in LA who I spoke about earlier, and then another one is a woman from San Diego who I've been friends with for years, and it just kind of happened naturally after a dinner one night, which was really cool. So them plus the woman that I live with are my four girlfriends. Will I go public with dating more than that, or with dating them? I don't know. Now I'm actually enjoying the relationship and seeing. For now, it's all threesomes and, you know, having sex with each one and piecing it together and STD testing, which is also important. You know, it's like, it's the practical part of it. In a couple of years, that's when I'd probably be the person that comes out and states something and makes it clear. But the managing of it is actually all about just having a schedule. I know it sounds crazy, but I actually have an assistant, and my assistant helps me schedule dates with all of my girlfriends. Depending on how long I've known them or where they live in the country, depends on how much time they get with me. In fact, at the end of this phone call, the girl in LA and I have a one-hour date. We're going to have a phone date because I haven't seen her for a while. So we're actually doing a painting class together. Why are we doing a painting class and not just talking about how much we miss each other? Because we're going to make sure that we bond over activities we both enjoy to continue the connection that we have. If you don't do that, if you don't have something in common, there's no reason to hang out and everything fades.
Truly abundant. Adam, this is, I'm really thrilled. So many questions come to mind, and I'm really thrilled that you are joining us for this gathering. So the gathering will be online only, and you know, the lineup is absolutely surreal, and we cover pretty much all the majors of life, from social arts to being an entrepreneur to developing a business you can run from home, which is essential now, to also spirituality. There's going to be world-class healers, experts at all levels. It's really coming from the heart. The goal is to strengthen all those communities. We're beyond just one community now, to strengthen, you know, and to make sure also that everybody is at a place of thinking bigger no matter what, and to defy the odds like never before. So we really look forward to have you there, Adam. Anyone that joins, be certain that you mention you heard the call with Adam, and you'll get the wonderful bonus of the ebook, I believe, of the ACE system. Yes. And
absolutely.
In the meantime, in conclusion, you know, it's important to have references of ways to proceed. So what message would you have to strengthen anybody that's watching this right now in terms of tapping into the brightest future and plowing forward at all levels of your life, no matter what?
I think one of the best lessons that I ever learned, and that, you know, I'll share with everybody here, is just ask yourself, if you had a daughter, are you the kind of person that you would want your daughter to date? If the answer is no, you need to change. If you can become the kind of person that you would want your daughter to date, then you will have more women than you know what to do with. I have a little girl. My little girl's 2 years old. And if my little girl ends up with a man who's half as good as I am, I'll be happy for her. Someone that cares about her. And if she doesn't mind him sleeping with other people, sure, that's up to her. But I want somebody who cares about human beings, who cares about women, who cares about her needs, who encourages her to grow, who does things that she loves. This is what I'm after for her, and you need to do the same. Just ask yourself, do you want your daughter to date a man like you?
Beautiful. Adam, thank you so very much. Everybody, thank you for listening. So much more to come, and you'll simply find all the necessary links in the description of the podcast to find out more about the Cosmic Code Online Edition, June 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. Watch from home. This will be absolutely timely. In conclusion, on my side, I think that when we deal with the feminine, there's always three options, and it's very similar in dealing with life, and you have one best bet. Option number one, it doesn't get better. So all the guys that are in situation with girls that, you know, it's not really getting any better, what should you do? Well, the answer is coming. Or it kind of stays the same and it lingers a little bit, or it can get better. If you think about it, there's really one higher answer to wherever it can go next. Whether it gets worse, stays the same, or gets better, your best bet is to be at your best and prepare. So I've brought together a bracket of experts in all the majors of life, and together we're going to optimize, revolutionize, and adapt to be certain that you do turn 2020s in the decade of your dream. Thank you so much, Adam. Would you once again, well, best is you also send me your link, Adam, and I'll put it in the description of the podcast. Adam?
You're amazing, man. Yeah, aceformulablueprint.com.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you. Beautiful. Yes, and thank you for all that you've been bringing throughout the years, and the fact that you always, always and only top it. Everybody, you just listened to the Cosmic Code Podcast. I'm Vince Kelvin, and our guest today was Adam Lyne. Thank you.
To experience the magic of the world's largest online convention ever, go to CosmicCodeConvention.com.